Like many of my ponderances and ruminations, this one comes from something I stumbled across online concerning a college professor. When the class began, wordlessly, he picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with rocks, about 2 inches in diameter. He then asked the students if the jar was full, and they all agreed that it was. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar slightly, and the pebbles, of course, moved down through the open areas between the rocks. He then asked the students if it was full, then they agreed it was. The professor then picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar, and of course, the sand filled up everything else. Then he asked one more time if the jar was full. Unanimously, they all said yes. Now, the professor said, I want you to recognize that this jar represents life. The rocks are the important things. Your family, your partner, your health, your children, things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, your car, stuff like that. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first, he continues, there is no room for the pebbles or the rocks. The same goes for your life. If you spend all your time and energy on small stuff, you'll never have room for the things that are really important. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. Take your partner out dancing. There will always be time for work, clean the house, give a dinner party, and fix the disposal. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand. I thought that was brilliant. And then I thought about it. And I thought about it some more. What does it say about me that my first thought was, it's not full yet? Seriously, that's the first thing that popped into my head. You could still pour water in that jar and fill it even further. What does that water represent? Does that mean I think I can squeeze more in? Am I unfulfilled? Am I trying to fill the void? Do I do too much or do I not do enough? Or is it just that I think I'm hungry and a little water might fill me up until I get time to eat? Ponder, ponder, ponder. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.